Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 14, the verses 27 to 52. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 14, verse 27 to 52. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Am I leading a rebellion," said Jesus, "that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. Let us reflect on the theme, finding our true strength in moments of weakness and doubt. Finding our true strength in moments of weakness and doubt. This third day of Holy Week, we continue our journey through Mark's Gospel, where we see the very human side of Jesus' disciples and Jesus himself facing his darkest moments with courage and determination. When Jesus tells Peter about his upcoming denial, it is like holding up a mirror to our own struggles. Peter is so sure he will stand by Jesus, but Jesus knows better. How often do we promise to stick by our beliefs only to find ourselves slipping when things get tough? Peter's experience is a wake-up call. It reminds us that even with the best intentions, we can stumble. Then we are taken to Gethsemane, where we see Jesus in a moment of profound human emotion. Feeling the weight of what is coming, Jesus asks if there is another way, yet he ultimately places his trust in God's plan. When things get really tough, are we trying to hold on tight to control everything, or can we relax and believe that we are not doing this alone and there is a bigger plan we fit into? The story of the disciples falling asleep after Jesus just asked them to stay awake and pray hits close to home. It is not just about being physically tired. It is about those times our spirit takes a nap and we lose touch with what really matters. It begs the question, in our own lives, are we fully present and connected, especially when it counts? Or are we sleepwalking through our spiritual journey? And then there is Judas's betrayal, such a stark contrast to the loyalty we hope to show. But it is not just about him. When everyone runs away, leaving Jesus alone, it reveals how easy it is to turn our backs when being faithful gets hard. How do we react when standing by our faith could cost us? This passage underscores the idea that we are never alone, even in our weakest moments. Jesus, facing betrayal and abandonment, remains steadfast in his mission by drawing strength from his relationship with the Father. Knowing that Jesus has walked the path of human suffering and doubt reassures us that we have a companion in our struggles who understands our pain. Let us learn that our true strength in moments of weakness and doubt is found in embracing our vulnerabilities, leaning into our faith, maintaining spiritual discipline, learning from our failures, and remembering that we are never alone in our journey. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when have you, like Peter, promised loyalty to God but found yourself faltering? What fears or pressures led to that moment, and how did you seek reconciliation? Number two, reflect on a time when you struggled to accept God's plan over your own desires. How did you find the strength to say, yet not what I will, but what you will? Lord Jesus, as we walk through the shadows and light of Holy Week, teach us the true meaning of faithfulness. Help us to see in Peter's denial our own moments of weakness and in your agony in Gethsemane the strength that comes from surrender to the Father's will. Awaken us from our spiritual slumber that we might watch and pray, standing firm in faith even when trials come. Guide us to be faithful, not just in word but in deed, never abandoning you, no matter the cost. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.